we're back. We're worse than ever because we're not all together like last time. But
right, man. Now I'm really depressed. Damn it,
heartbreaking. Really?
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Honestly, life's a little darker when Rob's not around.
Yeah.
And by a little, I mean like it's a lot darker.
I'm just gonna go.
Oh, okay.
Don't screw us. Now the audio listeners are gonna be confused. He left a Discord channel where we record these now, or trying to, whatever. But anyway, we're back, worse than ever. We're your host, Derek, and then here's the other people in the podcast: Edgy Editor, aka George, aka Sad Boy Extreme. That's your new rap name, I declared it.
Sad Boy Extreme. We can go with that one.
Okay. Sad Boy Extreme. Or your lethal company name is Depressed Bear.
Depressed Bear, yeah.
Okay. And then we have the one and only Rob, the official sex appeal, the sex icon of Goons Games and Gear. How are we all doing?
I feel like it's been chaos since the last podcast episode.
I'd agree with that. We recorded one with, I mean, I still have yet to edit it because I've just been so swamped with work and depression, you know.
I totally forgot we recorded one too, just like a random episode.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if you two know, but me and Derek, when we see each other each month,
that's what happens when you're in Dr. Connor's class. You get so caught up in what you were doing, you forget all about it.
We're gonna try and record like one physical episode because it's just a lot more fun. Not to say these aren't fun, but it's like, you know, when we're all together, I think we can all agree it was there's a little bit more. There's magic in the air.
We might have to rate it NC-17 because there was a lot of hand-holding in that.
Under the table, you know. No one, I mean,
Aaron hold Rob's hand other body parts.
I was holding Rob's table hand on the table, and I had my head on his shoulder. I was giving him back rubs. I was rubbing your leg under the table.
Rob's really trying.
The wang riding when I was up for that week was unreal.
Oh my God, it was beautiful.
I'll come back and you'll get more.
Yeah.
Do you miss the breakfast sandwiches? With
Mr.
Dale's chicken.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah, our base of operations is in a place called Dale's. I'm not saying we're in the country, but
there's a guy named Dale, and you do some favors, he's got some good chicken.
You suck something out of a hose. It's weird. Yeah. But
it's the Parmesan peppercorn sauce.
Oh.
You get stuck in the milk cooler.
Oh my God. And then you're a milk crate forever.
You're stuck
on a milk crate.
So, do you guys think my first video game is, I want it to be Escape from Milk Room. And it's just like you're in the freezer and you got the only supplies you have is milk crates. So you have to either craft a weapon out of the milk crates or you can't just open the door and scream because you get fired. So, you have to not get fired, but also you locked yourself in. So, how do you get out?
So what's the objective? Do you have to stock the shelves? Or?
you have to stock the shelves.
You have to front them.
You have to front the shelves. You have to survive because you'll freeze to death soon. And you have to not get fired. Also escape.
That's good odds.
Yeah. That's my first game.
Yeah. No lie. There are some times where I just kind of want to go back to that milk cooler and just hide.
Just sit there, right? Just it was cry. Like a zen. It was like a... A little.
George, you cried in there, right?
It was just a little slice of heaven. I've cried in there. I'm not even ashamed to admit it. That place has driven me to tears.
Yeah.
I never cried, but I'm pretty sure I actively pooped in the milk cartons. They didn't call it a chocolate milk.
Yeah.
I got so that's pissed weird. Off one day that I kicked the door to the propane tanks.
Did they explode?
They did not.
Yeah. That would have been metal.
Also, what do you just a little gaming update? What have you guys been playing recently?
So, I guess I will not start us off because somebody wants to be talking when I'm talking. But it's been Across the Obelisk, Binding of Isaac. I've still been enjoying my old school RuneScape leagues, and. Yeah, that's about it.
George, what about you?
Spider-Man 2, since I got my PS5. and then just when I have a few minutes to kill, I'll just play some ARAM.
Hey, did you get to the mission Eiffel Tower?
No.
Oh, it's like a side mission thing.
It's wild. Miles really became Spider-Man at that point. and a man, just a man in general.
clearing some of those Mysteriums were a little challenging, and then there was one other thing that like just was a pain in the ass, but I cleared it. So,
is Miles like canonically a virgin?
I don't know. I don't know that much.
So,
I mean, like, I'm not saying we don't know about Peter Parker, but I mean, you're in this long relationship. You just assume you're slamming MJ.
Oh, Peter's slamming him. Right. Yeah, right, absolutely. Right.
But like, he's only talking to the deaf girl, and it's like, you know,
she's not really it's a
situationship, you know, and I cringe at using that word. If you're in that situation, just leave. Like, it's real. That's Goons Games Gear love life advice. If you're in what you might think is a situationship, just fucking dip. It's really it's.
Okay, so I'm gonna absolutely sound like the boomer in the room, but what's a situationship?
Rob.
It's basically like when two people are talking, but you don't really know if you're like dating exclusively. And like more or less, the guy's kind of egging the girl on to just bang and never actually date. But the girl never like believes that's the case and keeps filling herself with lies. And, you know, assumes the guy will like finally ask her or just be monogamous. Or she'll like, do you want to be in a relationship? He's like, I'll think about it. And then never actually does. And then you're just still banging.
Ooh, sorry.
You know, I don't know. If you're an adult, I feel like there's really no excuse to be in one. Just leave.
So there's a name for that now.
Yeah. There's situationship. I learned an expression called DTR, define the relationship, which is like literally what the word is. Like what's
what?
The definition?
Why do they have a phrase for that? What? That's so weird. Are you boyfriend, girlfriend? Are you boyfriend, boyfriend? Are you girlfriend, girlfriend? Are you
other, like
other? Like, I don't know the other pronouns.
Poly relationship? Like what?
Right. Is it anal only? Like, where am I sticking it?
What the fuck is this obsession with labels, man? Just shit or get off the pot. Just figure it out.
Oh, you know,
talk to one another. Just come fucking clean with it. Just be like, you know what? What the fuck are we doing here?
Right. Be, you know, like grow a pair and be like, hey, we're in a relationship. Deal with it. You be toxic. Yeah. Don't let that be.
Right. Start the toxicity.
Yeah. I'll give them a chance.
Did ultimatums. Those definitely go well. Yeah. Ultimatums. Just we're either dating or I'm out.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm not looking for a friendship. I'm looking for a love, baby.
Right.
Did you guys see that Riz is the word of the year?
Oh, my God. No,
that's not a joke either. It's actually the word of the year.
Yeah. I mean, Rob's got that Riz.
Oh, you know? Well, yeah. Rob is the Rizzler, you know?
Yeah, right. He's the Riz master.
He's the Rizzler of Twizzler, you know? When he has Twizzlers, it's over for the girls. It's like, yeah. Oh, there was a moment when he was down. He could have, the girl was talking to him, and he could have laid it down hard. And he was like,
you could have laid piping and bailed.
Right, right. You know, you're like, you could have been like, you could have just went in, wham, damn, thank you, ma'am. And then be, and she's like, so what do you want to do tomorrow? I'm like, I'm going back home tomorrow. States away, baby. I'm getting on a plane tomorrow. By the way, take a pregnancy test. that's how you got
to
end it.
Bold of you to assume I'd be going at that raw. Sleeve it or leave it, bro.
Well, you don't have to because you're leaving it.
Right.
Oh, no, sorry. That was sleeping before you leave it.
No.
I needed a second to think about it.
So it's philosophical, like, sleeve it or leave it?
Leave it? Or leave it?
Yeah, so as for what we've been playing, or me... Lethal Company, Derek, me and Derek.
Anyway, under the news. Kick.
I'm not done yet. It's a very, very fun game with your friends. If you don't have friends, then... also, look, and this is nothing against deaf people, but someone, like, unironically posted, like, hey, is this fun for a deaf gamer? And then he responded to his own comment in the Steam forums, like, never mind, I never funded it. It's just not my kind of game. It's like, dude, that's proximity chat. It's, I mean... Not all games are made equal, unfortunately. Like, there's no way, you know, it's like, text really wouldn't do it.
No, not in Lethal Company.
Right. Like, if I'm hearing Derek scream on the radio or the walkie-talkie, and then it cuts out, there's nothing, you know, that doesn't translate well to text. If you just say, like, ah, you know, it's like, oh, well.
I think the text chat is also proximity-based. You can only text chat, like, while people are close to you. So, yeah, they'll just be like, no. no way to do it. There's no settings or anything.
Total shill moment, but watch out. Watch our live streams of it. I'm coming out with a video of it tomorrow. Or why am I saying tomorrow? When I get to it, because I'm editing it as I can. But it's mostly I just name it screen compilation. But it's just like I would love to hear what it's like to die while you know, when I'm in the command post and like somehow I'm being attacked by, I guess, aliens. And then you're like, is he dead? Yeah, I wish I was on the other end, to hear the commander actually die.
Right.
But that's what other than that, I'm looking to play Quasimorph because Seth recommended it in a promoted video, but it looks exactly what I'd like. But I kind of want, like, I don't know if I want to just play it and then, I don't know, just keep playing it for fun or just start it with the stream, couldn't go in completely knowing nothing. I'm playing Legend of Terror because the Battle Pass came out / new season. And then I had enough coin. I got the Fortnite Battle Pass because I want to be Peter Griffin. Like, hey, Lois, remember the time I killed some noobs in Fortnite? Remember that
time I was in Fortnite?
And also, Solid Snake's coming. Rob, Solid Snake, you love him? Solid Snake?
I did see an article about Snake, and apparently the Fortnite community is super pissed off that they nerfed Snake's cake.
Yeah, you know,
yeah, because every cake. Single time he's showed up in a game like this, they've given him less and less cake to work with. Where is my cheeked up Solid Snake? Get it right.
It's Solid
Snake back.
What's the snake that's the old version?
Polygon.
Big Boss?
Oh, is it Big Boss? No, the one where he's like actually old, the clone or whatever. I know nothing about Metal Gear.
That's Metal Gear 4.
Yeah. Well, apparently that's like an alternate costume that he gets too. But is he caked up in Ultimate?
No.
Think so. I think they nerfed it in there.
Yeah, it's like in the patch notes.
They literally nerfed everybody's
ass. Yeah.
They've nerfed everybody's cheeks since Brawl. We peaked at Brawl, boys.
Yeah. Like, no, that game was, I mean, fun. That was a fun party game, but that game was bad.
Oh, bad.
the actual trip mechanic is unbelievable. Anyway, all right, let's talk about literally the biggest news on the internet right now, which is GTA 6. That trailer was trash, and I don't like it, and people are dissecting it for millions of clicks. It did break the world record for fastest or like most views in like a day. It broke Mr. Beast's like 89 million and it has like 90 plus now. I'm ultimately not excited so far because it was just an elongated teaser trailer because nothing goes on really.
Right.
I can't tell what CGI, what's actual fucking gameplay, which annoys me. That's it.
It was all like Florida memes though over the last like what 20 years since GTA 5 came out. They like reused Vice City is now Florida, I guess. They used some like Tom Petty song on it.
Oh yeah,
I saw and, that. And it was now, up like 56,000% of plays or something like that.
Just hold on one second there, because you said something that kind of bothered me. Because Vice City was supposed to be a bastardization of Miami, Florida.
Oh, really?
So okay. It's still on brand.
Oh, okay. So it's still Florida. But it's like, I guess it's way more Florida now. Oh, I guess Florida is just crazier since Vice City came out. So I guess it's on brand.
I need to make a video of Derek Ponders about Florida, the state of Florida. Well, it's kind of crazy.
What the hell is wrong with Florida? Follow me next week when I go there and find out.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you're going to Disney.
Yeah.
We just cut to him FaceTiming us.
And help! This is awful! They killed Mickey!
And an alligator's just dragging him away.
That's Florida.
Yeah.
FaceTime cuts off as he's getting death rolled.
You're going to see a news article. Seems like a child was eaten by an alligator. No, he wasn't a child. No.
Oh, then what the hell are we talking about?
We don't care about him.
Everyone's also pissed off because it's coming out in 2025, which is in 2 years, which I also would agree that having a trailer 2 years before its release is fucking stupid.
So not only is that stupid, but didn't they say it was going to be a while before their next one?
Yeah, like 2 years ago. You know, like they didn't make any reason.
Grand Theft Auto 5, I think we looked it up the other day for whatever reason. I think it's been like 10 years since it came out.
Yeah, I can't wait to not care about it in 2 years.
And also, they're doing the Rockstar thing where it's not coming out for PC on release. It's just next, you know, this gen consoles. So this is what they do, and it's really smart but disgusting. They release a game. It's going to be, I assume it's going to be locked at 30 frames because it's GTA and it's unoptimized. Then they're going to come out, then like the next year, it's going to have a PC release, and then the same people who bought it for console is going to buy it for PC so they can do mods and stuff like that, and it's just like a better experience because it's unlocked on PC. Then after that, the year after, or whatever next console is when they release the next-gen version, which they did. Right. It's literally what they did with GTA 5. And it's just like, it's just screwy, and it's mean.
Right. And then 10 years after that, they're like, oh god, we have Red Dead. We got to do something.
Everyone's like, oh, Undead Nightmare? No, that's stupid. That's
what? Red Dead 2? Did that wasn't Game of the Year. Hold on, wait a minute. How much money did that make us? No.
Too much? No, not enough. I think I said in a comment or video, but basically GTA 5 makes so much more money than anything Rockstar could possibly do that financially it doesn't actually make sense to invest in anything else.
Right.
Like, it literally makes so much money.
Right. And even just as like, who cares? Let's just do it. They like literally just don't take that chance.
Right. So goodbye, fun Rockstar. Hello, GTA. Hello, Shark
Grand
Wars.
Theft Auto. They should just change their name from Rockstar Games to GTA.
Yeah, really, though. So other than that, I thought the trailer was ass. I'm
super not excited for it. Right. I'm not really a big fan of GTA. The stories are fine.
Right.
Yeah. The online's just literal children running around doing nothing.
But here's the real news. That's right. It's real news time. You know why we talk about GTA 6? Because the clicks. That's right. We're shills. Right.
We don't care about that game. Rockstar can eat a fucking...
can eat a cock balls. Anyway, actually something that George and Rob would actually be interested in, but apparently, because of Destiny 2's intense financial struggles, they keep not missing their goals, or they keep missing their goals, and therefore, Bungie is going to soon take over, like, as a majority and like remove the board of directors and be and just
Bungie's
like
he's gonna take over or Sony's
oh, I'm sorry sorry over. Sony you're right Sony's taking a takeover, so they're gonna be like, you guys are failing, we're gonna take over. I want you guys to discuss this. Go.
Okay. Well, I can
make
see
a new game, Bungie.
There you go. How about stay off of the busted engine that you've been using for the last 7-8 years.
Todd Howard somewhere just like, what was that about engine?
What? upgrade your hardware?
No,
I'll get to you in
beta.
But apparently it could dissolve its existing board of directors and take full control of the studio, which I don't know at this point. I'd be interested in seeing what happens with that, because they've been making a lot of bad decisions with that game lately. I wouldn't really know, because I haven't been paying much attention to it since I'm retired.
Retired?
But,
wait a term.
But, yeah, just in the middle of all the cost-cutting and the layoffs and everything, like, this might be the
death spiral
for Bungie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Also, the Final Shape is supposed to be the last expansion, right?
No.
The Final Shape.
It's the last expansion for this light versus dark saga they're doing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
they're still going to
play Saga in Fortnite.
Saga Boomerang. Yeah. Isn't he? I think they added him, didn't they?
I don't know.
Or just Aang. Anyway. But yeah, it's like just the last expansion for this story arc they're doing. But I'm sure they're going to do more after. But Bungie's making a new game, so. Maybe not.
Isn't it like an extraction shooter or something?
It looks like garbage already. I've only seen a CGI trailer, and it looks like
garbage. the one IP they have that actually slapped and paved the way for Halo, and they're just spitting on its grave. The other thing I really love about this too is that they're doing a bunch of cost cutting measures, which could include a hiring freeze, crackdown on annual cost of living adjustments to salaries, no holiday bonuses.
Yay.
In addition to the recent layoffs and that hurt their DEI initiatives, whatever that means. I don't know. I'm not smart.
Dick Energy and damn, I couldn't think of something.
and institutions.
Dick Energy Institute, yeah.
Morale, I read in a different article concerning this that morale literally feels oppressive in there. Like, it's just, it's bad. And IGN also reported that the senior management appeared to show a surprising amount of indifference or outright flippancy or hostility about the situation. So, I don't know, man. I could see the writing on the wall. That looks like a death rattle if I've ever seen one.
Hey, Craig, yeah. you make a new? Did you make a new gun yet? Fuck off, manager. fuck you. That's what I think. Like, the hostility is all there. I don't know. I don't know how I should feel bad about them if they keep making mistakes, but I guess that's management, not really the actual developers. I also don't know what exactly went wrong with this game. I assume you three had more insight on that, but I have some insight. How much money you have to put into this fucking game just to be relevant?
That's what it is. It became literal pay to win or pay to play. Like, you can't just, you can play the game for free up to a point, but then after that, yeah, it's like, oh, $400 to get everything for it.
Hold on. Even if you play the game for free, it's still like an absolutely flawed experience. The whole new player experience is confusing as fuck because there's so many different aspects of that game. You have to learn, and you will most likely learn through other players telling you this because Bungie doesn't tell you what all of this shit is. You have to deal with having an insane amount of catch-up to do because you need to get good guns, and that's just your regular bread-and-butter guns, not even counting the exotics that you have to put an exorbitant amount of work into.
Right.
And you still have to worry about getting a fucking team together to play raids, and that's probably the easiest part. And then there's still the one thing that they always count on to keep people coming back like a drug, and it's their rampant use of fear of missing out. Because you want these precious skins you're never going to see again, right? You want these guns you're never going to see again? You want all this cool stuff? Well, yeah, I guess you better treat this game like a second fucking marriage, idiot.
It really is. When we used to play that game, I treated that game as a part-time job. Like, I'd have to get on for like 2 or 3 hours a day and play it and grind. That's why I stopped playing, because I literally woke up one day. I was like, I hate this. Like, why am I even doing this anymore?
We're all free.
I was literally feeling like I could feel how toxic that game was making me feel. And I'm just
even doing the raids all together, it was just like it wasn't fun anymore. We literally would like get together and be like beaten housewives trying to like do this raid with all these like shiny guns we worked so hard to get. And it was like, okay, it doesn't do anything. It's just bullshit.
And then even with raids, once you know the we were geared out to be able to do it, and we've cleared it a few times. It's like, all right, cool. Every raid night was a several hour long thing because we would do one run, and then it's like, all right, well now we have to do it again. You have to do it on your second character.
That's right.
You have to do it on your third character so that we can optimize the amount of drops that we get to make sure that we get the correct amount of roll, like the right rolls. And did we get the god tier roll? Did we get that 0.1% drop? No. Wait until reset. Run all three again so you can get those
all weapons. All right, cool, guys. See you next fucking week.
Yep. Try it again on reset.
And then have to deal with that salt that creates if one person gets the fucking drop within a few runs of it. And it's just like everybody else is just like, oh, well, that's cool. Because we were all thinking.
We're all
thinking like, oh,
well, I was verbal about it. You
fucking got it.
I was verbal. I'm like, cool.
Dude, I still haven't gotten Vex Mythal Class. That raid has been in two fucking games and I still haven't gotten that gun.
I still haven't gotten Eyes of fucking Tomorrow with how many times.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So I can literally run Deepstone Crypt like I don't know how many goddamn times and not get a single hint.
It's like, you want it? No.
Run Bolt five times. Two of those clears were with the cheese bug that got patched out within a couple of weeks and get Vex Mythoclast on my fifth try.
Yeah, I just...
Part of it, too,
I understand.
It became such a job and such a struggle and a grind that when you are doing those raid nights, you know, somebody gets the drop and then they're like, all right, cool. I don't need to run it the other two times. Now you have to LFG for like a fill in and you're like, Bro, you're not just going to run it with us so that the rest of us can get a chance?
Yeah, well, I mean, realistically, guys, like, no. Like, why would I want to do it if I already have everything from the raid? I have no reason to do this now. But you could run it with your friends. I have no reason to do this raid.
Right.
I don't want to put myself through this anymore now that I got the gun and I can actually go do other content with the gun I just got.
Right. I'm going to go spend 700 hours doing the stupid catalyst for it or whatever. Like,
oh, yep. And then there, and then of course, you get the fucking gun and it has a
catalyst. It's useless. It's a wet napkin.
That's literally just a, it makes a wet napkin gun. Because all the guns in this game hit like paper fucking mache because it's nerf or nothing with these guys. Nerf or nothing. And it literally takes a wet napkin and the catalyst makes it a slightly less wetter napkin.
Yeah. And the next season, it doesn't matter! You start again! There's another gun!
And it's literally just like for like a situational fucking increase to like a situational perk. Or like a 0.5 fucking stat buff. Statements dreamed up by the utterly deranged. It's... I feel like when you guys say it's a second job, I feel like you're being too generous to it. Because I don't see it as a I don't see it as a part-time job. Because at least with a part-time job... No, because at least with a fucking part-time job and what a job generally entails, at least I'd be getting paid for it. This is not getting paid a fucking game.
Whoa, you're...
This is an abusive relationship.
You don't get paid.
This game is an abusive relationship. You get paid pennies.
You get paid in accomplishments. Paid.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, triumphs that do what, Rob? What does my Grimoire score do for me?
Absolutely nothing. But
oh, thank God.
One little cosmetic thing.
Does it get me my PP touched?
Wait, you know what it does do?
You know what it does do?
I'll let
you go first.
I was going to say, those triumphs, you can get a discount on the Bungie store and get that $200 hoodie for $50 off.
Yeah, you can literally play the game and get a triumph for the privilege to buy something.
They want $200 for a hoodie?
That's right. We did it, boys.
Over-exaggerating the price exaggerating of a hoodie.
I don't know where my hoodie is.
Some of those jackets have been close to like $100. They had a raid ring on sale for like $200 or $300.
Yeah. It's congratulations, you got the triumph. You are now one of the eligible people who can actually buy this. Nobody else can buy it, but it's still going to be expensive.
See, like I actually like from my point of view, I actually find that interesting. If that means like you're the highest of like the echelon in the game, unless there's some way to cheese
that's
it.
Not what that means. It means you play a shit ton of the game.
Okay, so you're a cash cow. Okay, so they're rewarding their cash cows with milk.
Abilities to spend their cash. Yeah.
But to be fair, the jacket was really
give
nice.
Give them the grass to produce the milk. Yeah.
The like jacket was really nice, and the hoodie was actually really comfortable.
Yeah, like the quality of the items was good, but that's all you get. You get the bragging rights, and you get to spend money to show that you accomplished something in the game.
They won't even let you buy it outright for like an increased price or anything like that, because, well, maybe you can, I don't know, but if you don't have the Triumph, they charge you, and 7 is their magic number, they charge you $77,777 for an item.
It's
basically their way of saying, play the game.
Two notes here. One, we have Snow saying comments that George, you look beautiful today. Two, did you guys see about Destiny 2 having a starter pack and they removed it after intense backlash?
Yep.
I wanted to bring this up. So the starter pack, it was $15. It's 125,000 glimmer, one ascended shard, 50 enchantment cores. By the way, I don't know what any of this means. Five enchantment prisms. A ship, sparrow, and ghost shell, and then three exotic weapons, which are the Traveler's Chosen, Sleeper Simulant, and Ruinous Effigy.
They gave away Sleeper for free, they gave away Sleeper
for $15, wow. Along with actually like paying for in-game currency. That
so you don't have to do Garden of Salvation. That's hilarious.
But it got taken down.
That was Sleeper, right?
Did you have to do Garden for Sleeper?
How did I get Sleeper?
I don't remember that.
I think it was Sleeper.
I don't think it was, because I'm pretty sure I had Sleeper and I didn't do Garden. We never cleared garden because every time we did, somebody would fuck up the mechanics, and then it was just one big rage night of people screaming and yelling at each other.
Oh, no. Sorry. Yeah, it was just some nightfall thing, it looks like. Okay. What was the one that you got from garden where you had to hit all the buttons?
Oh, that was Divinity.
Divinity, yeah.
Gotcha.
Which is another one of those things where if you're joining a raid group, they're like, who's bringing Divinity? And it's like, I don't have it. And it's like, well, you guys are all fucking useless. I guess I'll do it. And now you lost out on DPS. And it's like, bro, then let's run garden.
No, fuck, I'm my not running nuts. Garden. Yeah.
Yeah, because nobody wants to have like a couple of hours of a raid turn into a 4 or 5 hour odyssey because six fucking brain dead apes can't get it together to figure out a fucking puzzle.
Seriously.
So, yeah. So apparently it only lasted like 2 days on the shop or Steam page, and then they removed it. And they're like, oh yeah,
there was humongous backlash on Twitter.
Let's see here.
Because it was literally pay to win, the one thing they said they weren't going to do. Like, and on top of that, what's really fucking funny about that is one Ascended Shard. Are you joking? Like, this just is like, literally feels like they're just kind of slapping our fucking balls with a rake.
Jesus. But
don't worry, it's only for new players.
Let's see. That's not a new player package.
That's garbage. No, that's all that is.
They tweeted out, you want
a new player package? Give them everything up from fucking Forsaken.
Right.
That's a new player package right there.
So it says here, they tweeted out, we've heard your concerns and agreed that there are other parts of Destiny 2 that new players should want to dive into first before chasing these exotic weapons, cosmetic, and upgrade materials.
And so they're not even going to take accountability of that. Like, you know what? Yeah, that was a shitty decision. We fucked up.
Right. They're just like, oh, we'll figure it out. We'll put out a different pack.
That's literally, it was just a response that from the Destiny 2 team.
That's all they do, is they just send out a response or like, hey, why do I keep getting this error code? Why do I keep getting this error code? And their fucking community, like, not the community, the devs or the tech support or whatever, it says, yeah, we're sorry guys, we're working on it. Okay, well, what's causing it? We'll update you once we have a fix. Okay, what's the problem? We'll let you know as soon as it's all good to go. And it's like, all right, so I can't play the game, is that what you're telling me?
Well, it's fixed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of that's really a bad answer, like, for at least for Destiny 2 team to say that's how they removed it. They're like, yeah, we agree. If you agreed, then why'd you put it out? You know, what do you mean?
on a separate side note real quick, speaking of like taking accountability, I saw an article earlier, I didn't think it was worth sharing, but it's now topical. And I'm just going to read like the first snippet of it. It's not often you hear developers admit the technology upon which their games are built isn't up to the job. And that's exactly what the co-founder of Ark did. They basically said the servers are ass. They run like ass and their stability is ass. We need to improve it. It's going to be improved. Like on a charity live stream, the devs for Ark Survival Ascended flat out said our servers are trash. So now we're going to fix them. They're going to be fixed because this is bullshit and it's not what you guys deserve, basically. So it's like, good for them. Where was that for Payday 3 and all of our struggles? where is that from, like, Bungie? You know, like, where is the accountability from the devs?
Like, do you just have to get to like a certain point and make a certain amount of money that you can basically just be like, we already got your money. Fuck you.
Yeah, you partner with Activision and they teach you how to do it. And then you 100% say, hey, we're leaving Activision, and but we're going to keep that mentality.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is Destiny 2 players are not eating good. In fact, they're eating poop.
Yeah.
To be eating poop, especially with all the budget cuts they've had to do and missing their 2023 forecast by 45%.
Ooh, yeah, that's rough. Yeah.
And if you are a Destiny 2 like avid player and you still Lightfall was
disappointing.
Yeah. If you still actively enjoy Destiny 2, we are not making fun of you as the player. We are just calling out the shortfalls of the devs because you deserve a better game. After all this time and money, you deserve a better game.
And we'll probably put a link for like an abuse hotline in the description, so you can get the help that you rightly deserve.
Right.
Like you are not less of a person for playing Destiny 2. You are a victim. It's okay. We're here for you.
It's okay.
Goons Games and Gear is here to help you.
Email us at goonsgamesandgear.com and we will support
every
you.
Every donation goes to a sad gamer in need.
In the arms of a Destiny player. It'd be like the arms of a Destiny player.
In the arms of a Destiny
player. And then, like, every scene is just like the black and white. Like, this man paid $300 to Destiny.
Don't be an idiot like Josh here. Don't be an idiot.
We like, just said we weren't making fun of these people.
I mean, it's an arm of the.
Oh, I'm one of them. Are you kidding me? I bought everything for this game.
Rough.
Hey, Derek, yeah. Are you going to play the new expansion?
Season? What was it called? The Season of Wishes?
I don't have to buy it, but I will acquire it.
Oh, there's season pass content.
And I feel like I have to play it just for the lore. Because I do. Bungie nails Derek, the look, lore for the game.
Everyone, I need to tell you guys something. And it's a secret Derek, so I'm letting out. When Derek goes, when I'm at his place, he's like, hey, I have to go to the bathroom, and an hour passes by, and I'm like, what happened? He's like, oh, well, I was reading Destiny lore.
I'm trying to strike really quick, sorry.
Like, in the bathroom, because you have that giant lore book, right?
There's 12 of them, actually. The new one just arrived.
How long is it going to take before you wipe your ass with the pages?
Soon. Once they tell me Zavala's favorite color, I'll truly be enlightened.
He's gonna look to his right, there's like no toilet paper left. He looks to his left, and he just sees like the first volume of
it's a picture of Cade, just like
and then you're like
What kind of power move would that be? Just to go to like a party, right? And just then like you know everybody's around their dick riding
and whatnot. Off the coffee table. I'm going to the bathroom.
No, it's like there's no toilet paper there. And it's just a lore book, but it's all pictures of Cade 6, and you have to wipe your ass with Cade 6's face.
That's great. Love it.
Go to it like a Destiny LAN party and bring like a lore book. Like, oh, you're gonna read here? It's like, no, exactly.
It's like you can't LAN party.
Not exactly.
It's split screen. It's live action. Or live action. That's
live action.
Live action. You watch your will to live disappear in live action.
Oh, wait, there's no LAN option. That's
That does remind me though. Weird side topic. I don't know why. Did you guys watch the new Godzilla versus and King Kong trailer?
Yeah.
No.
Where King Kong gets the Infinity Gauntlet and
everybody's like harping on it because of their like goofy run animations at the end. And I'm like, dude, they're like 20 story tall monsters. Who cares how they run?
So now in
Godzilla
that same
go burr.
Did you see that? I don't know if any of you have seen that picture floating around Twitter or X or whatever the fuck they're calling it. I still call it Twitter. Fuck you, Elon.
It's still Twitter.com. So,
there's one of the like you know how like SpongeBob and Patrick that one little still of them running towards the screen in the middle of one of those Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy episodes. They did that with Godzilla and King Kong.
That's awesome. Good memes.
So. I guess we can all agree that Destiny 2 is ass, and they ruined the game, and they need to.
Yeah, let's just hope they end this like lore with a good like story. That's all I hope for at this point.
I mean, it doesn't make no difference to me either way. Like, I can't believe, like, I literally do feel like a beaten housewife. I can't believe I defended this game.
No, you shouldn't have burned the cookies, Rob. You shouldn't have burned the cookies.
It sounds like Rob hates the game the most or has the most like past trauma. Jor has been kind of silent but pretty vocal when it came to it, and Derek
he's got that Stockholm
syndrome.
He's got the PTSD stare. He's reliving all the trauma.
Yeah.
I was also pretty silent because I didn't want to keep interrupting people, and
but Rob
they were just so heated about it that I got my words in when I could. I was also like the first one out of the three of us that went, you know what? Fuck this game. I'm out. I'm not coming back.
So I felt about League.
Rob left at one point and made the mistake of coming back. And I was happy when he came back because I was still playing. And then I went, yo, I'm out. Done. And they're like, well, you'll come back for the, I'm like, I am done. They're like, but Stranded, the Stranded subclass, I'm like, I'm done. I'm never touching this game again. And they're like, you'll be back. And I like took a video on my phone and sent it on that Discord channel of me uninstalling Destiny 2. And I'm like, I'm never going back.
I don't think I was too far behind you when I quit.
No. Did you leave before Stranded?
I definitely
left.
Or
Strain, or whatever the fuck it's called?
Strand?
Yeah,
Strand. Yeah, whatever happened in Lightfall or whatever. Yeah, I left before Lightfall. I think it was, like, the season right after Season of Plunder.
Doug, the seasons meant absolutely nothing to me because it was just bullshit.
It was literally just them fluffing our cocks and trying to get money out of us for the next expansion.
Basically.
That's all it was. And I just, yeah. I did that, and it's just like, I'd be like, honestly, I don't have fun playing this game anymore. It literally makes me feel like worse of a human being for it. I'm done.
That's how I felt about League of Legends. Yeah. I just like, at a certain point, I'm just like, I'm still ass. I'm losing hours of the day, and 40 minute games is a commitment. And, no GF at the time. It's like, what's
I could literally be playing a bunch more games that don't make me feel as miserable as this game makes me feel.
I mean, that's honestly why I only play ARAM. I don't
play fuck with that. But normal mode.
I played ranked a bit last season. Yikes. in League, and I only played it as a duo. In the few games that I didn't play in duo, I was trying out other lanes, and I was probably one of the worst Ezreals that you will ever find, because every time I tried to queue Caitlyn or MF, they were banned or picked on by the enemy team. So
put MF Doom in League of Legends? Holy shit, not clickbait?
Well, look.
Rob, you coming? You coming to League now?
I think every true gamer has like a moment of realization where like, I need to get away from this. It's actually hurting my mental health. Like,
yes.
So... Derek, what was that? Well, you're going back to Destiny 2 for the last expansion, right?
I played for Witch Queen, and then I quit for a year. I played Lightfall, and then I quit the day after it came out. So I'll probably play this expansion, play the story, and then that'd be it.
Gotcha. Well,
otherwise, I'll just stick with Coromon, because that's all I've been playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I bought the mobile version.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Yeah, I bought that. Coromon, I remember I was talking to you, Derek, about it, like head Derek, way back when, and you were like, should I get it? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I've been playing the mobile. I bought the one on the Switch, like when it first came out, because a friend of mine in G Phones recommended it. I said it's like, you know, it's like the games that we used to play and everything, and it's fun. It's not overbearing. It's not overloaded with like all this other shit that you got to do, and like some of the newer Pokemon type games and stuff. And I remember talking to you about it, and then I felt a little proud when you're like, yeah, I've been loving the fuck out of this game, like especially recently.
And it has a randomizer. That's crazy. They actually
like a built-in randomizer. Yeah,
right. You'd probably like Coromon. It's do you like Techno Bees? Yeah, you like Techno Bees.
Techno
he loves his cars. Loves his cars.
Or like actual like robot bees.
Yeah, as a Pokemon. Yeah.
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 Like Coromon.
I'm pretty sure last I read they try and make every Coromon like viable for ranked. Like every single one they tune down to like the smallest
detail. They're doing something. Yes. Small indie developer company.
Yep. Yes.
Pant? That's incredible.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's incredible. That's our Coromon shield by the game. And support small business owners. That's
small indie called. Gamers.
That's all they have, right?
Yeah, I mean, support small indie
gamers. My company is a small indie company. Please understand.
Okay, yeah. We got some other huge news, even though we're already getting to the hour mark, but it's okay. This is probably a short and sweet one. Twitch is shutting down in Korea early 2024, citing, quote, Twitch in Korea is prohibitively expensive. And then apparently they did everything the cost cut there. So like they made it so you could only stream in 720p. Like that was the cap. They they made it peer to peer. So it wasn't server based, meaning that like everyone connected to your internet and connect, you know, like they actually were directly connecting to you. And apparently it costs 10 times more than other countries to operate in there, their network fees. So they're pulling the plug. And there's some like big Korean streamers that are like literally bawling their eyes out because they're losing their job. Yeah. I'd also imagine they make so the higher echelon, I assume they just move to like,
I guess they're going to Kick now.
You'll Kick, actually Kick posted. They're like, Korean streamers, come to us. Come stream here. We provide in Korea.
Come, you know. Say less.
So that kind of sucks. And I mean, I'm not really sure how much there really is to talk about it, but basically,
I just thought it was interesting because like League of Legends is like huge over there.
Yeah,
so that's like true. Where's like the championships and stuff going to be streamed now? Do they have it on just normal TV in Korea?
That's a good question. I mean,
that's like the biggest event in the world over there.
They'll be able to watch it on like YouTube and stuff, but it won't be like live stream.
I think they're exclusive with Twitch though.
Oh, really?
Like streaming rights. Yeah, they don't stream to YouTube.
So League?
Yeah. League, yeah.
No, they stream on because if you pull up like the LOL eSport page, you can choose your streaming platform of choice.
Okay.
It's just I think Twitch has the VODs and YouTube doesn't. They don't have their VODs
available. Okay.
So you have to find like another channel that records all of the matches or records the entire stream and then re-ups. But you can choose YouTube. Like Riot will stream to YouTube as well, but yeah, that'll take a huge hit for Korea. Apparently too, I'm just going down through the comments of this thing. And for the people curious, it's due to the lobbying from ISP that pushed and succeeded in forcing Twitch to pay a fee for the bandwidth. Basically. So apparently it's like a super expensive. The ISPs are also going after Netflix for this, particularly since Squid Game exploded. And my guess, probably YouTube too. I just don't get what the ISP are getting paid for and the subscription users have to pay if it's not for bandwidth. But so basically like the ISP. Oh,
okay. I see what's happening. I don't mean to cut you off, but it's just the internet service providers like, give us money because you're using so much of our bandwidth. Basically. And we want a lot of that money. And Twitch is like, no. No more
No more Twitch for you. Bye-bye.
No more Twitch for you. And I guess it's kind of a win-win for the ISP because now they have more bandwidth and they don't. They're not getting money for the. They're not getting money from Twitch, but they're also not using as much bandwidth. So.
Right.
But I do want to point out that Rob is a huge Twitch streamer. He's like a sex icon over there. He's a sex icon everywhere, really. And I want to know how this affects you, Rob. Are you going to just move your streaming services elsewhere? Rob goes wily.
I mean, I don't stream on Twitch, so it doesn't really affect me in the slightest. But, you know, anything that slams Twitch. You know what? Honestly, some good news. This just made a good day even better.
I don't know. But I feel bad for the streamers that like that it was their job. You know?
Sure, I do too, but I don't know. I don't like Twitch.
True. I don't like Twitch either. Yeah. They did things to me.
I think their business models and the things behind the scenes are very disingenuous and
but
as shabby as YouTube is, at least we get treated somewhat
better. Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say it's like basically comes down to who beats you more, and it's like I guess Twitch somehow. It's just
who pulls their punches when they beat you.
See, the problem with here's my hugest complaint. And if I honestly, if I could like get into the higher ups of what's the technology firm that like for our government where it's like they overlook the safety of the internet.
The NSA.
Yeah, I'm not sure if NSA internet. I'm not sure if it's the NSA exactly, but like basically, either way, I find it unreal that all these giant fucking platforms can ban you and give the vaguest reason as to why. If I was in charge, I would. What are you gonna say?
Well, it's probably outlined in that massive terms of service that nobody reads that you can sign.
No. Well, no. See, I understand that. But when they like Twitch will give a reason, they'll be like, "Oh, you committed sexualization." See, like while I understand your reasoning, you need to give me the burden of proof. Like, what VOD are you talking about? What's it? What was the situation? Context? You know? Like, imagine if your boss came up to you and was like, "Hey, you're fired." Like, what'd I do? And you're like, "Oh, you yelled at a client," and you're like, "Which client?" And they're like, "I don't have to tell you that. You're fired." Like, the fuck? Like, tell me, like, exactly what I did. I want context. Like,
well, the cool thing about that is that now that they have that process automated, so now that it's a bot handing you, or that it's a literally AI bot serving you that.
Exactly. I don't believe AI bots should be able to handle that. I think, especially for permanent bans, there should be it should be a person. Person going over everything. Like, it's so ridiculous that YouTubers and Twitch people are getting hit with like hateful conduct, and they're like, "What did I say?" And they're like, and we're just like, "I don't know, fuck it." You know, it blows my mind and pisses me off, and there should be legal action.
And then you have to take to Twitter and you have to fight them on it.
Oh, yeah,
you have to fight this you have to fight this intern on it that's just like, "Well, we reviewed it and the decision still stands." Like, where's my proof?
Right. You know,
this is literally a baseless accusation. Where is the proof?
Right. I think every company should be forced to get, like, especially YouTube and Twitch, like, you have to give the evidence, and especially YouTube that has all your videos and stuff like that, and that can tell you what parts of your video are like copyright protected or like, you know, music's involved. If you can tell me that, but you can't tell me at what part I committed some kind of speech, then that's ridiculous. And it just pisses me off. They need to tell me exactly like what I said. And then because they let bots do it. And then they're like, "Ah, we'll just agree with the bot. It's just easier that way." Fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck them. God damn it. Sorry. Yeah. Power of a man. Oh, Rob. Oh, God. I want that as emo too. It's Rob.
Yeah. Oonga.
Oonga booga. Anyway. Yeah. So, sorry, Korea Twitch streamers.
Try again.
There's always Kick.
Go to Kick. Yes. Go to YouTube.
Apparently they have an alternative as well. It's like a free TV or something like that.
Yeah, but if it's not like a big brand, they're not going to reach outside of Korea. And like Korean YouTuber League of Legends streamers, they hit everyone because you're like a master player. Like, they don't care what language you're speaking. They want to just see the gameplay.
Right.
They want to see the micromanaging. They want to see everything. But, yeah, so... But most Korean League of Legends streamers actually have moved to the U.S. so they don't have shit internet. So, just saying. Ah, we have 3 viewers. Anyway. Oh, what?
No, the internet in Korea is actually better. Because one of
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, in NA, your general ping, regardless of your internet, it like is usually around like 13 at best. You can go to Korea and get good internet, and your ping is like 6-5.
What I was referring to was reaching the audience, like the broad audience through the internet. Like League of Legends, servers are like amazing over there, but reaching out to everyone across the globe is terrible from there. For whatever reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so, okay. Last but not least, I believe, right?
And these should go by pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, it's fine. Among Us. Oh, wow. Among Us. The Vampire Survivors is getting a story mode, right? Basically the story mode. And also unrelated but related, Vampire Survivors is also getting a crossover with Among Us of all things. Well,
Among Us
getting a story mode. It came out today for PC and Xbox. Yeah.
I've actually managed to unlock it today, give some insight on this. It is the Adventures is a free update. It's basically some like side content that you can do. It doesn't like your relics carry over. So like some of the stuff that you go through the levels to unlock for like actual features. Those will carry over. Your stats and unlocks do not, but it's like its own contained mini adventure, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Using quote unquote remixed content.
Huh. But
also I haven't been coming able to dive into later it. To Switch and mobile.
And then later, well, the adventure stuff is out today. The Among Us stuff comes out December 18th or
18th.
Yeah, 18th. And that'll be a full-on expansion that will have 15 new weapons, 9 new characters, 6 themed music tracks.
Damn.
And a few other secret unlocks, because they love doing that kind of stuff. I'm really excited for this. I love
Among Us.
Among Us.
You got me. But no, I love Vampire Survivors. I think it's a phenomenal game, and I'm always eager for more content. What's also going to be nice about this for me personally is that it's not going to have any Steam achievements attached to it because it's a collaboration, so my perfect completion on my Steam profile stays intact.
Oh, thank God. We were all worried. I was talking to Derek before this. I'm like, dude, this might screw up Derek. Rob's 100%.
He's screwed.
It's just like, all right, well, I'll see you guys in like a week, I'm sure. I need to 100% this.
Yeah, basically. Rob is one of the. I'm not sure if George gets like this, but Rob gets, when he plays a game, he is in that game for like the foreseeable future. I feel like, Rob, I'm being mugged and I'm also down the street. Can you help me? He'd be like, nah, fam, I'm at the end round of Vampire Survivors. Like, he just.
Dude, I got a sick tainted run going right now.
Like, you really picked a horrible time to do this.
Therefore, I'm not helping. Well, I'm glad you're excited, Rob. But I assume you're going to be able to destroy this in like 2 days. You're going to like just.
Right.
I'm
well, the adventure stuff, probably not, because you have to redo your unlocks again. But
wait, really? Wait, what? All the unlocks?
So the adventures right now are contained. Like, there's like 3 separate like sub quest type deal things that are contained in their own environments. You have to redo your unlocks for the given amount of content that they give you for each one. So, I mean, it's cool. Other than, you know, it stops me from doing what I did the last time they did a content update and going with my one character that has like 2,000 ish golden eggs, which are basically little stat buffs that you can buy that are permanent. It stops me from basically steamrolling that content. So I think it'd be good to get back to roots.
Yeah, I agree, Rob. You deserve it. I said, hey, developers, can you get another update slash crossover event before Christmas? I want Rob's Christmas to be the best there ever was. And they said,
yeah, you know what?
We got you, fam.
Let's see the store page. I want to see the developers for this. Poncle, Poncle. Yeah. Can I be in the game, please? That'd be like really cool. Just give me like a. I don't even care if it's like a garbage weapon. Just can I be in the game,
Rob? I'm gonna mod it and replace the tree with your uwu emote. If you guys didn't know, there's a character. You're a tree.
Like, you are literally a tree.
Yeah. You're literally a tree. Yeah. It's honestly, it's kind of mind blowing. You're the gameplay involved. It's wild.
You move around and the game plays itself. Basically, it's like the perfect game.
it's an auto clicker.
Honestly, yeah.
With less clicking. It's crazy.
Like, you want to know how to beat Vampire Survivors, kids? I'll tell you how to beat Vampire Survivors. Do what you can to unlock this character called Toasty first, and then just play with Toasty for a while, and it's over.
It's Jover.
It's so Jover.
Oh, God. Well, with that said, do you guys have anything to say before we do the Dusty Trail? I don't have the outro music because I forgot to include
it. I mean, I already did. It's all Jover now, so. Yeah,
it's Jover.
I mean, it's also getting a TV series.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, it's like old news, but yeah, an anime TV series. I
mean, I'm pretty excited for content. Let's go. They still haven't fought a fucking vampire yet. Let's go.
Do you think they'll add any vampires to the show?
No, because never. That's how they're going to keep you coming back.
I hope
be thoroughly entertained the entire time, not regretting the decision of sticking around.
I hope every season ends with like the silhouette of like Dracula, but then it's just like a janitor or something. It's like, oh, I thought you were someone else. Nope. Just clean up blood. Oh, okay. Well.
And then the twist at the end is he's actually a vampire.
Exactly. Yeah, the series is
leaving on a cliffhanger.
The series finale is that he's like possibly a vampire, and then it just ends. Fades to black.
It's beautiful. Anyway, like, comment, subscribe, become a member down below. This is Goons Gone Wild. You know, the four of us, the boys. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. Yeah. join us here tomorrow as of this live stream for the Game Awards as well. Join the Discord. Come hang out. Talk about how terrible the Game Awards was. Will Elden Ring's DLC show up? Will Skyrim 2 be announced? Will Rob fall in love with all three of us at the same time? The ultimate Eiffel Tower. Find out tomorrow.
One last note. I still haven't gotten an email from Jeff Keighley about what we need for the stream. Like, I submitted the form, and they're like, oh, we'll send you the, like
I'll probably assets. Do it, like, 2 hours beforehand, yeah. Kind
of piss me off if that's the case, but...
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's the show, guys. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye!
Bye! See ya. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
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 Bye.